But I don't want them only to know what they have as a believer tonight, but I want you to as well. In the world that we live in, oh, Satan is trying to rob us of a lot of things. But there are some things tonight he can never rob you of tonight. And one of them is that relationship that you have with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to show you in the Bible tonight, not my opinion or what I think, but what the Holy Bible says tonight, what we have as a believer. Romans 5 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. And the Bible says in Romans 5, 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man would some even dare to die. But God, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through faith, through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, tonight as we bow in Your presence, Lord, I just want to say first off that we love You. And Lord, that we thank You tonight for allowing us to come into Your house tonight and just to have the opportunity to worship You. Father God, 6 days out of a week You walk with us. And Father God, on the seventh day You ask us to come to Your house and to worship You in spirit and in truth. And Lord, I pray tonight as we as believers, we look into the Word of God. I pray tonight as we break bread, we see what we have as believers tonight. Lord, I pray tonight for the one that's in here tonight that thinks they have nothing left in the life that they live. Lord God, tonight, if they're born again, Father God, they're on the right side tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that You'd guard my throat and guard my thoughts, guard the things that I would say. Let it not be about me. Oh, but I'd pray it be all about You. Father, I know tonight You must increase and I must decrease. Father, tonight as a church, we just thank You tonight for two baptisms. Lord, I thank You for these little girls. I pray tonight that You just have Your will and way in their lives. Lord God, they got saved at a young age, and I thank You for that tonight. Lord, I thank You for their families, Lord, that brings them to the house of God. Lord, I pray tonight that You guard them throughout their lives. I pray You watch over them. I pray nothing but a prayer of blessings on them tonight. Father, I love You. Father, I thank You for the next few moments. Bless this word. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Before we get into the text tonight, what we have as a believer, the Bible says, we have some things that only belongs to the believer. In this world we live in, there are a lot of things we have. And tonight, as I get talking about what we have and what the Bible says we have as a believer, what spun this into motion here was Thursday. Me and Brandy, we went to the doctor, and I knew I was going to go with her about 3:30, and we're talking about what we have as a believer. As we walked back, I had on my mask, and I was talking loud. And she says, "You talk loud," and that's just what we do. We talk loud. And we were sitting in room number C back there, and they called her to go back, and I said, "Can I go back with you?" And she said, "Yeah, you can go back with me." And we got back in that room. They laid her back on that table, and they got looking around, and I want you to know, as they got looking around, I got wondering at what we have. I was wondering what we was going to have as a baby, and I knew that when we went in, we was going to take a blood test. They was going to do that test in about 2 weeks and let us know what we was going to have. And I was sitting there, that lady, she was rubbing there on that belly, and I asked her, I said, "Are you one that might be in authority in this room?" She looked at me awful seriously and she said, yes, sir, I am. I said, so you have the authority to tell me what we're having? And she said, yes, sir, I do have that authority. I didn't even cut my eyes over at Brandy because I knew, hey, I'm too old for a reveal party. Can I get an amen? Hey, you know tonight you can look at me, hey, and it's revealed that I'm old tonight, but I want you to know I'm a happy daddy. Can I get an amen? And I said, since you have the authority tonight, can you tell us what we're having? And she grinned and she said, I sure can. You're having a baby boy. Friends, I want you to know I got having a heyday in that room. I got the hooping and hollering. Look at Kaylee shaking her head. I was thankful for what was going on, but I want you to know that woman was the only one that had the authority to tell me what we was having because she could see on the inside. I want you to know tonight, as a born-again believer, nobody has the authority to tell you anything in your life spiritually. You know what's happened on the inside. You know tonight if you've been born again. You know tonight if you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And tonight, with that being said, there's some things that you must know that you're having in your life. There's some things that you must hold on to tonight. And look with me in verse number 1 what the Bible says. The Bible says in Romans 5 and verse number 1 what we have tonight. The Bible says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Hey, tonight, number 1, the Bible says, as a born-again believer, we have peace with God. Before we got saved, you know what we had? We had wrath with God. There was sin that was standing before you and a righteous God. And the only way to have a relationship, and I tell these young ladies this tonight, the only way they have peace is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says tonight, we have peace with God. We have peace now with God, not later and not waiting on to get to heaven. You can have peace now with God. Look what the Bible says. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That peace we have with God, we have it now. Why, preacher? Because we've been justified by faith through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've been justified tonight. And that word justified would mean this, as though I've never sinned. When God looks down on me, and he looks down on me now, you know what he sees? He don't see me in my sinful state. He sees me covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. He sees me as though I've never sinned. Friends, tonight, as a child of God tonight, as a born-again believer tonight, you can stand before God tonight, unashamed tonight, because the blood has been applied to your life. Hey, don't let nobody tell you that when you stand before God and you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you stand in your own power. I have not the power to stand before God. I stand before God because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I have no right to enter in except through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when I enter that place, I enter unashamed. I enter uncondemned. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. He says, I stand there unashamed. In verse number 5, I stand there uncondemned. I stand there guiltless, no guilt on my charge, because of Jesus Christ and what he's done on the cross of Calvary. Turn with me, if you will, to Colossians chapter number 1 in verse number 20 tonight. We're talking about peace with God. There's not a lot of peace in the world we live in, but I want you to know tonight, as a child of God tonight, you can have peace even when the world's in turmoil because you have peace with God. Have you ever had peace with everybody at your workplace and everybody around you and not be at peace with God? There's turmoil. But you can have peace with God and everything else can be a turmoil and it just don't really matter. Amen? Look with me tonight in Colossians chapter number 1 in verse number 20. We're talking about the peace with God that we have as a believer. He says tonight, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. Woo! Having made peace by the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. What are you talking about tonight, preacher? When you got saved, you got peace with God. You got peace with God. Tonight, number 2, as we look into the book, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I see also in verse number 2, not only do we have peace with God, but we have access to God. That's what we have as a believer. Look what he says here in verse number 2. By whom also we have what? Access. We have access. We can enter in right where God is. Why? By faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. When we have that access to God, we can go right where he's at. We can approach the Father by grace. It allows us to go in. Tonight, do you know if you're a born-again believer, you need nobody to pray for you. You can petition that throne room on your own tonight. You need no high priest. You need no preacher. You have the authority tonight to enter into that holy place. You have the authority tonight to enter in there because of the blood that's been applied to your life. He says we have peace with God, but also we have access with God. We can approach the Father by grace. We have admission to the Father by grace to stand and rejoice. I thought about that peace with God when we was in that room. You know, any other man didn't get to go in that room. There was more daddies sitting out there, but they didn't get to go in that room. I was the only one who had access to go into that room. Why? Because the bloodline. The blood. That baby, you know why that baby's mine? Because the blood. Because the blood. That blood, that bloodline between me and my wife makes that baby my baby. And you know what tonight? You say, how do you know that she's pregnant, preacher? There's a lot of things change when an individual gets pregnant. Their eating changes. Their things change in their life. The way they walk changes. Their appearance changes. There's a lot of things changes. But tonight, you know this, when you get right with God and you give your life to Jesus Christ and you get saved, there's a lot of things change. Amen? One change is that you have peace. Second change is you have access with God. Look with me tonight in the Word of God. I want to show you this access and where it took place. Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 45 tonight as we look into the Word. Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 45 tonight as we look into the Word. This is why we have access straight to the Father tonight. Luke chapter number 23 and verse, if you will, number 45 tonight. Luke 23:45 in the Bible says, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. At that moment, when that veil was torn from the top to the bottom, when it was rent from top to bottom, at that moment it gave us access to enter into where God is. To enter into where Jesus Christ is through the atonement, through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It gives us permission to enter in. So we see tonight we have peace with God. Turn with me to Ephesians 2:14, the access to God tonight. Then we see over here in the New Testament also in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 14 tonight, he says this, that access through the peace, we see it because the veil is torn and there's nothing between us and God now when we've been born again. Ephesians 2:14, he says, for he is our peace, who hath made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition, the partition between us. There is no more wall. When a person gets saved, there is no more wall. There is no division. There is nothing between you and God no longer. When that veil was torn, that blood was automatically applied. It gets to that place in your life. It gets to my life. We have the authority to enter in where God is and to enter in through the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn with me just right there where you're at to Ephesians 2:18. Not only the veil is torn and there's nothing between us, but in Ephesians 2:18 it says, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. We have access by one spirit unto the Father. I see the third thing tonight. Not only do we have peace with God. I ask you a question tonight. Do you have peace with God? Do you have peace with God? You know, before I got born again, I didn't have no peace with no man, especially not God. I lay awake at night, man, just in turmoil. But once Jesus Christ saved my soul, there's a peace that come over me. And I know what the Bible's talking about when it says it passes all understanding. You know what peace does? It don't matter what other people think about you. Because you're standing justified before God. When you realize that you have that peace tonight, if you don't have peace tonight, I'd recommend you get some of it, man, or do a body good. Amen? Not only that peace, but that access, but we have this. We have the love of God. Look in verse number 5. Not only do we have peace with God, not only do we have access to God, but we have the love of God. Look what he says tonight in verse number 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure, like, hey, man, who would even die for a good man? Some would even dare die. I want to give you this tonight. We have the love of God in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He loved us. So here's a shocker to some, but it's true. Man, it's just the Bible. He loved us when we was lost, not saved. Get this tonight. If you want peace with God, He loved you when you was lost. He loved you. He loved me when I was lost. He loved me when I was worth nothing. He loved me when I was nasty. He loved me when I was filthy. He didn't love me after I got saved. He loved me when I was in that state. And tonight, if we ever get a hold of anything in the Word of God, that brings that peace tonight and that access tonight, that love of God. He loved us when we was lost. You know what a lot of time in churches we do? We love them when they get saved. We want people to behave and then believe. Jesus said, I want you to believe. He never told us to behave. He said, I want you to believe. But if a man believes, it won't be long, he'll start behaving. Amen? But a lot of times in church, we want people to behave, and then we'll hope they get to believe. But tonight, you know what? He loved us when we was lost. Let me give you the second thing tonight I see in these texts here. Not only loved us when we was lost, but He loved us when we was weak, not strong. Look what He says tonight when we were in verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time He died for us. He loved us when we was weak, not strong. Third thing tonight is this. When the love of God, He loved us when we were ungodly, not godly. Our sinfulness did not keep us from salvation. Your sin did not keep you from salvation. Your sin is what allows you to get to that place in your life that I realize I'm a sinner and I'm in need of a Savior. You ever thought about that tonight? You ever thought about that sin state that's in your life? That you realize in your life that you need something more? You need more than what you have in your life and you need a relationship with God. You know what sin does? It destroys that in our life. And we ask our Lord and Savior to save us. You know what He does? He becomes Lord of our life. A lot of people won't seem to be a Savior. He won't be your Savior if He can't be your Lord. He's either Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all. Tonight, as we look here tonight and we get on down into the Word of God tonight, that salvation He did for the sinner. 1 Timothy 1:15, if you'll turn with me there, I want to show you this. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 15 tonight. How He loved us. Oh, how He loved us. We have peace with God. We have access to God. And we have the love of God. 1 Timothy 1:15. Paul said here to the young Timothy, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus, He came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said, if anybody knows what it is to be saved, it was Him. He said, I was the chief of sinners, but I have redemption. I want to give you the fourth thing tonight before we go to our baptism tonight, what we have as a believer. This morning we had some men come up and they held that flag right there in the corner, standing on the Word of God. And tonight, not only do we have these other things, but we have one more I want to show you tonight in verse number 11. And that is this, we have received the atonement of God. We have received the atonement of God. In the Old Testament, you know, when the death angel would pass by, they'd take the blood and they'd apply it to the doorpost. They apply it to the top. They apply it to both sides. They never would apply it to the threshold. You know why? Because the blood's not to be walked on and trampled on. Come on. You don't put the blood down on the bottom and walk on it. That's like my salvation. I'm not going to put it on the bottom shelf. I'm going to try my best to keep it on the top shelf. Amen? Amen. I'm going to try to keep it on the top shelf. I don't want to drag it around because there's people watching me. There's people watching you. And I want to hold it up here. I want to hold it to a standard. There's a lot of things in my life that I've not never held to a standard. But there's one thing I try to hold to a standard. And that's my walk with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I realized I was going to hell and now I'm going to heaven. That changes everything. When you realize that you was destined to hell and there was nothing you could do to go to heaven but turn to Jesus, it'll change everything. But He says that atonement that's been applied to our life. You know that blood can't be applied just anyway. Your money can't apply it. You can't buy the blood and apply it to your life. You can't receive it from a friend and take his and apply it to your life. That blood will only be applied to your life through faith. Through faith. It's hard to have faith when you can't see. It's easy to step out when you can see. He said, I want you to step out when you can't see. When you don't know what's going on. And that's why tonight we need to know what we have as a believer tonight. We have that atonement, that blood that's been applied to our life through faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Look with me in verse number 11 tonight as we finish up our text tonight. He says, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We have received that atonement in our life. That blood has been applied. Now I will pass over you. Tonight, these young girls, they're awful. They're young. They're young. I always say this about young kids like that. Now, you know, they don't have to go through hell to go to heaven. You get what I'm saying? A lot of us older folks get saved when we're older in life, and we done lived the life through hell, and now we're going to go into heaven. But these kids like this, man, I tell you what, raised up in a good home, and they get reared up in a good way. Let me give you this tonight. They need to be reminded of what they have in Christ Jesus. They need to really be reminded that they have peace in Christ Jesus. They need to be reminded they have access to God. No matter how little they are, they can talk to God just like a grown man can. They can talk to Him. He says, suffer not the little ones to come to Me. Not only that, but we have the love of God. They need to know God loves them no matter what they do. A lot of times as parents, we'll teach them this. When they mess up, oh, God's mad at you. Don't do that. God loves them. God loves these children. God loves you and God loves me. Another thing tonight is we must teach them that they have received the atonement. The blood's been applied to that life. As I come tonight and I finish up tonight in the Word, I want you to know this tonight, that God loves you and God loves me. Turn with me to Galatians 5:1 tonight, and this will close us out. Galatians 5:1 tonight. Talking about the blood tonight of Jesus Christ. It's been applied to our life. He said, now the blood's been applied. What I do, Brother BJ? He says in Galatians 5:1, Paul says, stand fast. It's what we talked about this morning. We must stand and be steady. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. Tonight, if you're saved, you're free. The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. No longer to be tied up in bondage or in shackles. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage tonight. Now, I want to give you something tonight. If you're a child of God tonight, there's some things you have as a Christian. There's some things that you have. And tonight, well, you must get to that place in your life that you've got some things in your life, and you're going to bet on it, and you're going to take it. You know, tonight, now that we know that we're having a boy, we'll buy boy clothes. We'll buy boy things. We ain't never raised a boy. We don't know how it'll go. But I do know this tonight. And I'm not saying this tonight because I'm a preacher. I'm saying this because I've been washing the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know what he'll be in life. I don't know what he'll be. I pray he comes to know Jesus when he gets to the age of accountability. I don't know. I pray he does. My prayer is right now, I've started that God, you convict his heart when he gets to that age of accountability, that he won't die and go to the devil's hell. I said, preacher, he ain't even born yet. I'm praying that. If he dies now, if he dies whenever, until that age of accountability, he's covered. He's under the age of accountability. But there'll come a day in his life that he won't be under the age of accountability no more. He'll know right from wrong. And I pray that God will convict his heart and he'll give his life to Jesus Christ. That's my prayer. But there's one thing I'm going to teach him in my home. Brandy's going, we're going to teach him in our home. We're going to teach him tonight that God loves him and that he was no mistake. He may have been born 17 years later. Y'all going to laugh? It's good. It's good. I'm handling this very well. I done got me a new haircut going on. I can't be like Brother Shay. I got to get a little hair growing back. I can't have that old rough look. I'm going to be a, I don't know what I'm going to be, but I'm going to be. What I'm trying to tell you tonight, there's some things that we have, and I want that kid to know something. I want him to know he's got a daddy that loves God. And this world may be in turmoil, and it may look like it's going to hell in a handbasket. But I want you to know tonight on authority of God's word that the church ain't. The church will not. The Bible says it. And tonight, as born-again believers, there's some things that we need to bet on, and we need to take it to the bank, and we need to start living tonight that we got peace with God. And we got access through the Father, Brother J.D., because he loves us. And the blood's been applied to your life. If we ever get a hold of that and start walking in it, it'll set this whole church free. It'll set this whole county free. I don't, like I said, I don't know what's going to go on, but I want him to know that his daddy loves God. Tonight, I want to ask you a question. Do you know what you have in Christ Jesus? If not, I'd get in this altar tonight. I'd say, Lord God, I want to know these things that the preacher's talking about. I can have this in my heart. And I don't have to keep living this way. But I can live a way that is pleasing to you. As we pray tonight. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you.